Last week we looked at kindness, and today we will discuss hospitality. Hospitality is defined by dictionary.com as the friendly reception and treatment of guests as strangers, the quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and strangers in a warm, friendly, generous way. The Bible is clear that we are to practice hospitality as part of our Christian walk. Romans 12:13 says, "Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality." The Preacher's Commentary series gives us one of the most comprehensive explanations of this verse. To be aware of the needs of others, particularly the saints, and to fail to share is the essence of evil. Not only does it demonstrate hardness of heart, but it clearly shows deficiency of understanding of the true nature of possessions. What is true of possessions in general is particularly true in relation to the use of homes. To be given to hospitality means literally to pursue strangers with love. The emphasis is on the glad sharing of the resources of home and family with those in particular need of shelter and succor. The need for this was particularly apparent in the days of the early church. Those who travelled with the message of Christ were totally dependent on the generous hospitality of others if they were to be able to carry on. The infant churches were dependent on homes being open to them as places of worship, and those who became ostracized from home and family because of their newfound faith in Christ were in danger of destitution unless the generous spirit of believers opened both heart and hearth. While the circumstances have changed, the readiness to regard our homes as places of support and strengthening for those in need, rather than as castles reserved exclusively for our own pleasure, is one of the most obvious acts of stewardship and one of the greatest aids to evil being thwarted and good being done. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." And 1 Peter 4:9 says, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling." About this verse, the Believer's Bible Commentary says, "One means of demonstrating love to the brethren is by practicing hospitality ungrudgingly." This counsel is especially needed during times of persecution, when food supplies might be running low, and when those who harbor Christians are subject to arrest and imprisonment, if not death itself. Hospitality is a tremendous privilege. In practicing it, some have entertained angels unwittingly. Any kindness shown to a child of God is reckoned as shown to the Lord Himself, says Matthew 25:40. No matter how slight the kindness, it will be rewarded handsomely. Even a cup of cold water given in the Lord's name will be rewarded, according to Matthew 10:42. Those who receive a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, Matthew 10:41, which in Jewish reckoning was superlative. Many Christians testify to the blessing that has come to their homes and their children through hospitality shown to servants of the Lord. Jesus taught that we should entertain those who cannot repay us, Luke 14:12. But our purpose should be to show kindness in the name of the Lord. Dear facilitator, your students should have a clear understanding about what biblical hospitality looks like in their culture, and they should be practicing it, along with the kindness we mentioned last week, in order to pass this outcome.